Welcome everybody, Shin number 1462. Later today, Lilu Nishmas Moshe, Dave Bemrabaran Zisu, Lilu Nishmas Belima Bas Ramosha, and Lerfu Shlemi, Yehudis Chava Bas Libarnina. Getting back to the halachas of folding garments on Shabbos. Okay, so we started talking about last year in reference to if somebody folds an item not on the regular creases, not the regular way that they normally fold it, like, let's say, like the famous case, the talus, right? Everybody knows they take off their talus on Shabbos, and I think most people, they fold it not on the regular lines, not the regular way. So we said the Mishabura brings down such a shita like that. There are others also, which we'll talk about, and the Sefer Yisrael Halachas brings it down again. And now it's Simon Shin Beis, Ois Chof Beis, and the Mishabura brings it down also, saying that Lamaisa, that would be, those Shitas say that would be okay, even though you don't have the five conditions. Oh, but the in other words, I'm not folding, well, I fold my pants, but not on the regular line. So says the Sefer Yisrael Halachas, so some say that's fine. So says the Sefer Yisrael Halachas that that all this, according to the Shita, who's Mekel, that you could fold it not on the regular lines. If you're going to refold it, in other words, after Shabbos, Achas Shabbos, Kaseidah Kipulai Harishan, you're going to refold. In other words, let's say I what people do is they take off the talus, they fold it not on the line, right? And then after Shabbos, they refold it. They fold it the right way. After Shabbos, they fold it the right way. So he brings this down from the Das Torah, the Nimukei Arachayim, that what it is, that this folding, that when you're not folding your item, the pants or the talus, whatever it is considered, is Zenachshev Kederach Kipula, Im Yishar Kach Liyom. If you're going to keep it like that forever, right, not forever, meaning this is the way that you fold it. When I fold it on the lines, that you can do. But I always fold it not on the lines. So if you always fold it shaloi, not the regular seder like it's supposed to be, I always fold it not on the lines, and this is how you keep it, and you don't refold it after Shabbos. I mean, this is the regular way that I keep it. So then it comes out, and you're folding it the right way. And so then you can't do that, right? That's how he explains from the Das Torah and the Mukhi Yerachayim and so on. The Kipul Zen, Nechshav Kederach Kipulai, Im Yishar Kach Liyadam. Kevin Shein Loi Kipul Achar. Because of the fact that you're not going to be refolding it the right way, right? So he says, therefore, Val Kain Kosov La'ur Al Elu Shemakaplim Talisim Lachatfila Munach Kach Ad Sheboh Shabbos Haba, that he says you should, you know, if people do that, you should let them know that sometimes people fold it, they just fold it not on the lines, and they leave it like that till next Shabbos. That you shouldn't do, right? That you shouldn't do. He brings this down in Ois Nun Aleph on the bottom. This would not be allowed. The Dafkim Yachzer. It's only allowed when you're folding the talis or the pants or whatever it is, not on the lines. The Dafkim Yachzer, the Moitzi Shabbos, Lekaple Kesedra. That when you go ahead after Shabbos and you fold it back the right way. We're using it also during the week, okay, whatever that means, but the bottom line is and you use it during the week, and then you'll, right, you use the talus during the week, and then after you use it during the week, now Sunday morning, now you'll fold it up the right way. Then again, the same thing is because of the ma'aseh, by you folding it not the right way, not on the lines, it comes out as no, you're not doing anything, because you didn't do what has to be done. You're going to be redoing it. So why do you do it else? Possibly, maybe, good. You'll say the other fork, when we have hachana preparation for the week, that's more problematic. But maybe the other conditions, the other conditions whereby it's tikkun manor, it runs under a tikkun manor type of thing, whereby it looks like you're fixing the garment or whatever. So okay, there I could understand, because you didn't really fix it. You didn't fold it the way it's supposed to be folded, but maybe hachana. But that's not really hachana, because you don't have to just drop your talus, you know, like a shmata, and leave it on the table all crunched up. That's not, you know, but to fold it the right way, that also you can do, right? So we give sort of like a pshar in the middle, according to this sheet. We'll see that there are other sheetas to be more machmir, but we'll talk about that. So at least we tell you in the middle. So good. So fold it. You don't want to keep it. It's not covered mamish for the talus. You can't just drop it down. Who knows what, like a shmata. So you fold it up, not on the regular lines. And like this, it doesn't get crumpled up until you refold it after Shabbos. So that's sort of like a middle of the way, sort of like a pshara. So that's an interesting way of looking at it. Now, Now, we're going to see that, first of all, like we mentioned, one has to refold it after Shabbos. That's the condition over here, to refold it after Shabbos. But we're going to see that there are other shittas also. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down, brings down other shittas from the Machzitz HaShekel. Mikol Makom, he says in Sif Kotten Yud Tes, Mikol Makom, Yishrei Tzal HaChmer Alatzmai, Shalei L'Kapel Klal. If somebody wants to be Machmer and not to fold it at all, Vaday Odif, that's even better. And we'll see what those shittas are all about. But lamaisa, we do bring it down that ladina, the Shulchan Aruch says veneer and devarv, that this is the way to go, the regular, just not to fold it the regular way. And lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah does say over there also on Sifkat and Yud Tes that v'chein stamu achrayim ladina. This is how the achrayim go ladina. Okay, we're going to stop over here. Sorry about the voice note got a little bit cut off, so we just finished it off in a second one. But we'll get into the upcoming shiur in Be'ezras Hashem further in the next year. Thank you so much for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.